Like a lot of city dwellers, commentator Maureen Carrigan has gotten along fine for most of her adult life without a car. But a recent trip to the auto show twisted her view.
According to the latest economic surveys, this past holiday season was a buying boom. Analysts say our consumer confidence is returning, but I could have told them that months ago. The first indication I had was back in July when my husband Rich came home one night with a bunch of car magazines. "What's with all these pictures of hot rods?" I asked him. He looked me in the eye and said, "I think we should buy a car." And even though I knew our savings account was flatter than fresh roadkill, Rich's inane consumer confidence was infectious, and I heard myself answer, "Yeah, I think we should buy a car too." So I began to read magazines like Motor Trend and Car Craft, and I discovered a literary forum where men still feel free to strut their stick shifts. Car magazines fall into two categories. The lowbrow kind always has a cover photo of a blonde in a thong bikini straddling an engine. The highbrow kind tastefully reserves the blondes in bikinis for the inside pages, next to ads for lots of he-men-type products. My favorite ad is for something called a car bra, one of those covers that goes over the front grille of the car and keeps dust off the headlights. Get it? Headlights? Car bra? But as I learned 2 weeks ago, the heavy octane testosterone of car magazines smells like perfume compared to the musk in the air at the auto show. By then, Rich had devolved into Mad Max the Road Warrior, and he claimed we had to go to see all the latest models. I only remembered that in car talk, models is a word that has two meanings when we got to the show, where a stage was being set up for a performance of the Miller Beer Cold Patrol Girls. The Road Warrior got in line to sit in a Ferrari, so I walked around the auto show and saw it was ingeniously laid out to conform to the normative stages of a heterosexual male's car life cycle. Near the entrance was Babe World, where smiling young models stood next to Jags, Porsches, and Camaros, all of them spinning on huge turntables. Lots of guys stood around taking snapshots of this dream phenomenon. Next to Babe World was Commitment World, filled with family pods, Saabs, and Tauruses. A pit stop area divided the two worlds. The beer and Frankfurter huts were jammed. Nobody was near the cappuccino concession. As I walked around the auto show, I noticed how strangely quiet everybody was, like we were in a hushed cathedral of cars. The only sound that regularly broke the silence was the slam, slam, slamming of car doors, Mercedes doors, Corvette doors. I guess in lieu of driving or knowing anything about engines, it was the only way a lot of these guys could demonstrate their mastery. I found Rich, true to his innate chromosomal instincts, slamming the door of a car we were thinking of buying. A great rush of affection swelled up within me. "Wait," I told him as I slid behind the wheel of the car and popped open the trunk. A crowd of other guys gathered to watch as he slammed the trunk shut. "Solid as a fortress," one of them said. "Do it again," Rich called out. I sat there popping the trunk and thinking about how weird men are. And as I breathed in that new car smell and felt my new car fever rising, I had to squelch an overwhelming urge to jump out and kick the tires.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.